She had delivered the open comlink message to Chin, and the quieter ones to Aves and the others at the Millennium Falcon, and as she stalked her way, glowering across the compound toward the number 3 shed, Mara decided once more that she hated the universe. She'd been the one who'd found Skywalker. She, by herself, alone. There was no question about that, no argument even possible. It should be she, not Card, who had the final say on his fate. I should have left him out there, she told herself bitterly as she stomped across the beaten ground. Should have just let him die in the cold of space. She'd considered that, too, at the time. But if he'd died out there, all alone, she might never have known for sure that he was, in fact, dead. And she certainly wouldn't have had the satisfaction of killing him herself. She looked down at the lightsaber clenched in her hand, watching the afternoon sunlight glint from the silvery metal as she hefted its weight. She could do it now, she knew. Could go in there to check on him and claim he had tried to jump her. Without the Force to call on, he would be an easy target. Even for someone like her, who hadn't picked up a lightsaber more than a handful of times in her life. It would be easy, clean, and very fast. And she didn't owe Card anything, no matter how well his organization might have treated her. Not about something like this. And yet... She was coming up on Foreshed, still undecided, when she heard the faint whine of a repulsor lift. She peered up into the sky, shading her eyes with her free hand as she tried to spot the incoming ship. But nothing was visible. And as the whine grew louder, she realized abruptly that it was the sound of one of their own vehicles. She spun around and looked over toward the maintenance hangar, just in time to see one of their 2 skip-ray blast boats rise above the treetops. For a pair of heartbeats, she stared at the ship, wondering what in the Empire Card thought he was doing. Sending an escort or pilot ship for the Imperials, perhaps? And then, abruptly, it clicked. She twisted back and sprinted for the foreshed, pulling her blaster from its forearm sheath as she ran. The lock on the room inexplicably refused to open. She tried it twice, and then blasted it. Skywalker was gone. She swore viciously and ran out into the compound. The skip ray had shifted to forward motion now, disappearing behind the trees to the west. Jamming her blaster back into its sheath, she grabbed the comlink off her belt and swore again. The Imperials could be here at any minute, and any mention of Skywalker's presence would land them all in very deep trouble indeed, which left her with exactly one option. She reached the second skip ray at a dead run and had it in the air within 2 minutes. Skywalker would not get away now. Kicking the drive to full power, she screamed off in pursuit.